Appendix C. Tactical Sustainment Steps and Procedures During MDMP. Sustainment planning in large-scale combat operations requires working with imperfect data to rapidly get to a decision that is feasible, acceptable, and executable. Tactical sustainment steps and procedures during MDMP provide a practical application of all the tenets of mission command and the proven Army process of MDMP. General. Tactical sustainment steps and procedures during MDMP provide a tailored approach to iterative MDMP planning methodology for sustainers to understand the situation and mission, develop a concept of support, course of action, and produce or assist in producing an operation plan or order. Tactical sustainment steps and procedures during MDMP were developed for sustainment planners to rapidly identify sustainment constraints or factors during mission analysis that inform course of action development to ensure feasibility. Rapid and early identification of sustainment constraints or factors enables early resource coordination with higher sustainment echelons, which reduces sustainment planning timelines. In planning and preparation phases of operations, the command and staff consider various factors that ultimately determine the concept of the operation and scheme of maneuver for friendly forces. It is critical that sustainment planners are linked into the planning early with clear outputs for each step of MDMP that support command and staff planning efforts. Sustainment planners must know the taxonomy of Army tactics and understand the sustainment requirements of tactical tasks. Understanding Army tactics provides the sustainment planner with a baseline of understanding concerning the maneuver requirements during mission analysis to anticipate the requirements that will be developed during course of action development. The tactical sustainment steps and procedures during the MDMP process are: Step number 1, receipt of mission. Step number 2, mission analysis. Step number 3, develop the sustainment concept of support and Annex F. Step number 4, initiate sustainment preparation activities. Each step has inputs, substeps, and outputs. The outputs lead to an increased understanding of the situation and facilitate the next step of the process. Step 1, receipt of mission. During step 1 of the tactical sustainment steps and procedures during MDMP, sustainment planners rapidly conduct the initial assessment of the mission with a specific focus on current sustainment stocks, their operational limitations, and assigned maneuver mission and tactical tasks. This analysis enables the sustainment planner and effectively and efficiently identify the unit capabilities, limitations, maneuver unit assigned missions, and a rough estimate of sustainment requirements. Step 2, mission analysis. During Step 2 of the Tactical Sustainment Steps and Procedures during MDMP, sustainment planners analyze relevant aspects of the mission and OE and limitations. The sustainment planner must describe the rough order of magnitude of sustainment requirements for maneuver units, a more detailed assessment of sustainment capabilities and limitations, assumptions developed for information gaps, sustainment shortfalls, and risks to the mission, personnel, and equipment. Sustainment planners will determine associated risk management, information requirements, commander's critical information requirements, essential elements of friendly information, friendly force information requirements, requests for information, key commander information, priority of supply, CSRs, and critical sustainment shortfalls not mitigatable by the sustainment warfighting function, and the sustainment criteria for course of action development. The results of the analysis enable the sustainment planner to effectively and efficiently communicate the physical limitations of what the sustainment unit can support to the commander and other planners. Step 3. Develop the sustainment concept of support and annex. During Step 3 of the tactical sustainment steps and procedures during MDMP, the sustainment planner sketches and describes the sustainment OE and requirements. The sketch is linked to the maneuver courses of action that are developed. The sustainment planner can generally provide a single sustainment concept sketch that is able to support multiple maneuver courses of action, but this may not always be true in every situation and could require the sustainment planner to provide alternate sustainment concept sketches to support unique maneuver plans. The concept sketch should be detailed enough to provide the commanders an understanding of how sustainment will be provided during the mission, while avoiding the planning trap of extremely detailed planning. The staff should be able to quickly convert the concept sketch into a concept of support and paragraph 4 for the warning order and op ord based on the chosen maneuver course of action. Once the course of action is decided, the sustainment planner must be able to produce the sustainment battle rhythm, a movement plan, time and distance matrix, logistics synchronization matrix, decision support matrix, and the logistics inputs to the common operational picture. As the unit transitions from planning to preparation activities, the sustainment planner must understand that some activities require a long lead time to execute and may require coordination or preparation before a course of action has been decided. Step 4. Initiate sustainment preparation activities. During Step 4 of the Tactical Sustainment Steps and Procedures during MDMP, the commander and staff must ensure the sustainment unit is postured and prepared to support the maneuver unit. The operations process is the mechanism to execute sustainment preparation activity through a clear commander's intent, shared understanding, and operational preparations. The results of the preparation activities are confirmation briefs, the sustainment rehearsal, unit rehearsals, plan refinements, a fragmentary order as required, new soldier and unit integration, plans to operations transitions, sustainment preparation, terrain preparation, and network preparation. Some of these tasks can be executed while the unit is still conducting mission analysis and concept of support development. ATP 4-91, 8 November 2022, by order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.